All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are going deep on something pretty wild.
Wells is right.
Smart dust.
Yeah, you know how everyone is talking about the Internet of Things?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like smart fridges and all that?
Right.
Well, imagine, what if you shrunk all that stuff way, way down?
Like, how small are we talking?
Like smaller than a grain of sand.
Oh, seriously.
Seriously.
And, like, what are these tiny little things everywhere?
That's smart dust. A whole bunch of microscopic sensors all over the place gathering information.
So it's like billions of tiny little spies just like watching everything.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. They're all networked together, sharing data like a giant web.
I'm already kind of freaked out, but also super fascinated. So how do they actually work? What are these little things made of?
Each one, we call it a mote, is like a tiny little computer.
A computer the size of a speck of dust.
Yep, it's got sensors, a little bit of processing power, and a way to communicate.
So they're like mini data gathering ninjas.
Ha! That's one way to think about it.
But okay, how do they talk to each other? Do they have like tiny little antennas?
Pretty much. Each mote has a tiny radio transceiver so they can send and receive data.
Like a microscopic walkie-talkie.
Exactly. And all that data gets sent back to a central hub where it can be analyzed.
So it's like a miniature internet, but instead of your fridge ordering groceries, we're talking about monitoring air quality or like, I don't know.
Tracking the movement of insects.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, this is blowing my mind.
It's pretty wild stuff.
Oh, wait, how do you power something that small? I mean, are we talking about microscopic batteries here?
Some of them do use tiny batteries.
Seriously.
Yeah, but researchers are also working on ways to power them from the environment.
Whoa, what, like solar power?
Solar is one way, but they're also looking at things like vibrations.
Wait, hold up. You're telling me they can get power from movement?
Yeah, they can basically scavenge energy from their surroundings.
That's incredible. So these things are not only tiny and smart, but they're also energy efficient.
That's the goal. Yep.
Okay, I am starting to see why people are so excited about this.
It has the potential to change everything.
But let's get down to brass tacks. Where are we going to see this smart dust revolution actually happening?
Well, one of the most promising areas is agriculture.
Oh, yeah, like how so?
Imagine a farmer being able to see exactly how much moisture is in the soil everywhere in their field.
Well, that'd be game changing.
That's what smart dust can do. It allows for super precise irrigation.
So no more wasting water or fertilizer.
Exactly.
And I bet it could help with like pests and diseases too, right?
Absolutely. You could have sensors that detect problems early on.
So you could stop an outbreak before it even starts.
That's the idea.
Man, this is really next level stuff.
And that's just one area where smart dust can make a difference.
Right. I've heard about some pretty amazing medical applications too, stuff that sounds straight out of Star Trek.
Yeah, that's where things get really interesting. Researchers are actually working on implantable smart dust.
Implantable, you mean like inside the body?
Yeah, imagine sensors so small they could be injected into your bloodstream.
Whoa, so they'd be like constantly monitoring your health.
Exactly. Things like blood pressure, glucose levels, all that stuff.
That's both amazing and kind of
I
creepy.
know. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
But what about bigger medical issues? Like, could smart dust help us detect cancer earlier?
That's one of the most exciting possibilities, yeah.
How would that even work?
Well, some cancers release certain molecules that smart dust could detect.
So you'd have these little sensors basically patrolling your body looking for signs of trouble.
Exactly. And if they find something, you could catch the cancer early when it's much easier to treat.
That's incredible. And I know we've only just scratched the surface here. This technology could be applied to almost anything, right?
Absolutely. We're just starting to explore the possibilities.
But before we get too carried away, I think it's important to talk about the potential downsides too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Any powerful technology comes with risks.
Like what? What are some of the concerns people have about smart dust?
Well, privacy is a big one. I mean, think about it. These sensors are collecting a ton of data.
It's like the ultimate surveillance system.
And then there's the security aspect.
Yeah.
What if someone hacks into these networks?
Yeah, that's a scary thought. And what about the sheer volume of data? I mean, are we going to be drowning in information?
Those are all valid concerns. It's important to have these conversations and think carefully about how we use this technology.
Yeah, it's like opening Pandora's box.
Yeah.
There's a lot of potential good in there,
Yeah.
but we need to be cautious about what else might come out.
Exactly. We need to make sure the benefits outweigh the risks. Yeah, it's a lot like we're opening this door to a whole new world and we don't really know what's on the other side.
Right. And with something this powerful, we really got to make sure we're being careful.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about those challenges a bit more.
Okay, yeah.
What are some of the things people are most worried about when it comes to smart dust?
I mean, you already hit on one of the big ones, privacy.
Right. All those sensors gathering information about everything. Exactly. And it's not just like what we do. It's also about like our bodies.
Right. If we're talking about these things being inside us, that's a whole other level.
Yeah. It gets pretty personal.
So what can we do about that? I mean, how do we protect our privacy in a world with smart dust everywhere?
Well, regulation is going to be huge.
Right. We need some rules of the road for this stuff.
Yeah, like who gets access to the data, how it can be used, all of that.
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about the systems we build around it.
Exactly. We need to be thinking about the ethics of this stuff, not just the cool factor.
I think that's really important because it's easy to get caught up in all the possibilities and forget about the potential downsides.
It's like, yeah, it'd be amazing to cure cancer with this stuff.
Right.
But we also need to make sure it's not being used to track our every move.
Absolutely. So regulations are part of it, but what else? What other safeguards do we need?
Education is another big one.
Right. People need to understand how this technology works.
Yeah, and what the implications are for their lives.
If we're going to be living in a world with smart dust, we all need to be informed about it.
Exactly. And that's where you come in, the listener.
Ooh, putting me on the spot?
Just a little. But seriously, this is why we do this deep dive.
To get people thinking, right?
Yeah, to start a conversation.
Because this isn't something that's just going to happen to us.
We all have a role to play in shaping how this technology develops.
I like that. So, okay, we've talked about the risks, the challenges, but let's not forget about all the amazing things smart dust could do.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot to be excited about.
For sure. So what are some of the possibilities that really get you fired up?
Well, for me, it's the potential to solve some of our biggest problems, like climate change.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Imagine being able to monitor pollution levels in real time everywhere.
Wow, that'd be huge.
We could identify sources of pollution, track how it spreads, and come up with better solutions.
That's like giving us a much clearer picture of what's happening to our planet.
Exactly. And that's just one example. There are so many other ways smart dust could help us understand and manage our environment.
Right. What about healthcare? I mean, we talked about cancer detection, but there's got to be more.
Oh, yeah. Tons. Imagine being able to constantly monitor chronic conditions like diabetes.
So you could adjust medications and treatments in real time.
Exactly. And potentially prevent serious complications.
That's incredible. And what about things like, I don't know, manufacturing?
Oh, yeah. Huge potential there, too. You could optimize supply chains, track inventory, even monitor the condition of equipment.
It's like bringing the whole industrial world online.
And making it way more efficient.
I'm seeing a pattern here. It seems like smart dust has the potential to revolutionize almost every industry.
It really does. But like we said, we need to be careful.
Right. We can't just unleash this technology without thinking about the consequences.
Exactly. It's all about finding the right balance.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here. The good, the bad, the potentially scary. As we wrap up this part of our deep dive, what's the one thing you want listeners to take away?
The future is not set in stone. It's something we create together through our choices and actions.
I like that. We're not just along for the ride.
Nope. We're all in the driver's seat.
I feel like we've just scratched the surface here.
Yeah, we could talk about smart dust for days.
It's amazing to think that something so small could have such a huge impact.
It really shows you how innovation can come from anywhere.
Right. It's not always about these big flashy inventions.
Sometimes the most revolutionary ideas are the ones you can barely even see.
And that's kind of what blows my mind about smart dust is like we're talking about billions, maybe even trillions of these little things.
It's a whole different way of thinking about technology.
Right. Instead of having these separate devices, it's like intelligence is just embedded in everything.
Like a kind of ambient intelligence, always sensing and responding to the world around us.
Yeah. You know, it kind of makes me think of that idea of the singularity, where technology gets so advanced, it becomes like magic.
Yeah, I could see that.
Are we heading towards a smart dust singularity?
That's a tough question. I don't know if anyone has the answer to that.
Right.
But I think it's clear that smart dust represents a big shift in our relationship with technology.
In what way?
Well, it's not just about using devices anymore. It's about living in a world where technology is woven into the fabric of our reality.
And like we've been talking about, that comes with some big ethical questions.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, it's one thing to choose to use a smartphone, but what happens when you can't really opt out of this stuff?
Yeah, it's a big one.
And that's why it's so important to have these conversations now, right? Before it's too late.
Exactly. We need to be proactive, not reactive.
So let's turn to our listeners for a second.
Okay.
I know this is a lot to take in, and some people might be feeling a little overwhelmed, maybe even a little scared.
I get that.
So what would you say to someone who's listening and not sure how to feel about all this?
I'd say it's okay to be both excited and apprehensive.
Right.
This is powerful stuff, no doubt about it. But the important thing is to stay informed, stay engaged.
Don't just bury your head in the sand.
Right. Ask questions, challenge assumptions, make your voice heard.
Because ultimately, this technology is going to affect all of us.
And we all have a say in how it's developed and used.
So to everyone listening, keep learning, keep questioning, and let's make sure we're building a future where technology serves humanity.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this Doc Dive.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. And until next time, stay curious.